And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tomorrow evening in Grand Coteau, the film Water on the Road will be shown at Casa Azul. It is a documentary film about Ile de Jean Charles, a small community of Biloxi, Chitimacha, Choctaw, and Houma Indian tribes. John Sharp is the filmmaker. He will be there for a question and answer period afterwards. It's free. All are invited. 7 o'clock in Grand Coteau. The UL Lafayette Fall Blood Drive will take place Wednesday and Thursday of this week from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The buses will be parked in front of Dupre Library and a little further down on St. Mary Wednesday and Thursday. For more information, you can go to bloodhero.com and put the sponsor code UL Lafayette in. Wanderlust Theater presents The Monster Tales, opening on the 24th. That's Wednesday. It will open at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette, running through the weekend. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to their Eventbrite site. For more information about the company, you can go to Wanderlust Theater. And author Corey McLaughlin will be in Lafayette on Thursday the 25th. He has just written a new biography of John Kennedy Toole called Butterfly and the Typewriter, The Tragic Life of John Kennedy Toole and the Remarkable Story of a Confederacy of Dunces. He will be signing copies of the book and talking to people about this new biography October 25th, Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. at the St. Street Inn. It's free and open to everyone. The Friends of the Lafayette Public Library will have their annual author dinner featuring Rick Bragg this Thursday, October 25th. The deadline for reservations is this afternoon, so you can call any branch library and they can direct you to the Friends of the Library if you'd like to attend that author dinner. And Louisiana Crossroads will be taking place this week. Beausoleil will be in Lake Charles Wednesday, October 24th at the Central School Theater. KRVS will be carrying that concert live starting at 7 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased through the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana, calling 337-439-2787. That's this Wednesday. Louisiana Crossroads presents Beausoleil avec Michael Doucet, the Central School Theater in Lake Charles. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts presents the Sauerland Mandolin Orchestra. For more information about that concert this week, you can go to the ACA website for information and tickets. And there will be a special guest artist recital here at UL Lafayette in Angèle Hall entitled The Children in Darkness and Light, songs by Mahler and Chandler. The guest artist recital will feature Susan Olson, mezzo-soprano, and Courtney Krappel on the piano. That's Wednesday, the 24th at 7:30 p.m. in Angèle Hall on the UL Lafayette campus. And the Gaines Center and the UL Creative Writing Program present special reading by novelist Moira Crone. Moira Crone will be in Dupre Library in the Gaines Center this Thursday, October 25th at 7:30. She'll be reading from her new novel, The Not Yet. All are invited as a free program. And after the Beausoleil performance in Lake Charles, Louisiana Crossroads presents Alan Toussaint and Trio October 25th and 26th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets for that are available through the ACA website. And there will be a special gala Thursday, October 25th for the Community Foundation's efforts to fundraise for the horse farm. For information, please go to the Community Foundation's website. The Arc of Acadiana will have their annual golf classic that will be taking place this Friday. For more information, you can go to the website of the Arc of Acadiana. Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with a performance by Timonde. They'll perform from noon until 1 o'clock in Parc Sanssouci. Downtown Alive will feature also in Parc Sanssouci indie rock group The Revivalists. Their music will start around 6 o'clock. This will be the last weekend for the Museum of Fear at the Lafayette Science Museum Friday and Saturday. And on Saturday, there will be a zombie walk starting at 5 o'clock. For more information, go to the Science Museum website or you can give them a call. And continuing this weekend at Cité des Arts, that vampire play, The Vampire Lesbians of Sodom, that will continue the 26th and 27th, and two showings on October 31st, Halloween night. For information or tickets, please call Cité des Arts or go to their website. And this coming Saturday, the Acadiana Food Circle and Great Harvest will feature Food Day. It is the National Food Day campaign that Lafayette will be participating in, and it will be taking place in Hyman Park, which is right on Girard Park Drive in South College. That will be from 2 until 6 o'clock. That is Food Day. And for more information, go to foodday.org. And this weekend will also be the Hilliard Museum's Food and Wine Festival that will be taking place at the Hilliard Museum. For more information, please go to the Hilliard's website, and you can find out more at hilliardmuseum.org for their annual wine and food festival. This Saturday, the Kane Fire Film Series presents the film Nobody Walks. That will be at the Light Center, starting at 7:30. Tickets are available at the door of the theater of the Light Center. For more information, you can find Kane Fire Film Series on Facebook. And PASA presents Pride and Prejudice on October 28th at the Hyman Center. For more information about the performance or tickets, you can go to their website, PASA-online.org. And, of course, stay tuned to KRVS. This is our fall fundraiser, day 4. Thanks to all of you who have been contributing today. We'll be with you through fresh air today. We're hoping that those of you who've not contributed have been putting your public radio algorithm together and coming up with just that perfect donation for KRVS. But stay tuned, because after fresh air, we will, of course, be joining our regular Monday night of opera. That's World of Opera on KRVS from 7 until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Japan Rock. That's at 11 o'clock. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.